The continuing news about the war on terrorism has given commentator Andre Cadrescu a feeling that the 1970s are back.
Terrorist bombings on the news is one of those things that gave the 70s their texture. There was also disco, platform shoes, lots of cocaine, most of which financed terrorists, desperate sex, and religious epilepsy. But it was news of the Baader-Meinhof, the Italian Brigate Rosse, the Sendero Luminoso, the various Latin American liberation fronts, and the ubiquitous Palestinian terror factions that gave every morning its bitter-flavored news. There was a moment there, toward the mid-70s, where every region on the globe had a terror group. It was a kind of ideological accessory. We had several of our own in the U.S., among them the remnants of the Weather Underground, the Black Panther Party, the Puerto Rican Liberation Front, and lots of mini-radicals like the Symbionese Liberation Army, which gave us the memorable image of Patty Hearst with a machine gun. All these groups committed as much terror and mayhem as their pocketbooks allowed. They were also connected, just as Al-Qaeda is now, by a vague ideology that didn't need a central command. The ideology was a hodgepodge of leftist platitudes mixed with a dose of nationalism. Leftist platitudes rarely explode by themselves. They need nationalism, which is the active ingredient of populist bombs. The boogeyman then, like now, was American economic and cultural imperialism, and the proper way to fight it was to hide the dynamite in the coffee sacks on the back of Juan Valdez's donkey. But whatever you might say about Maoist, Marxist cells of the 70s, at least you could talk to them in a secular language that sometimes resembled logic. In fact, most members of those groups would have preferred arguing fine points of dialectics to blowing things up, but how is a revolutionary to get some respect without terror? There was also the logistical, not logical, support many of them got from Cuba and from the Soviet Empire. They had to do something with all that training and paraphernalia. The Palestinians, in particular, were being trained from Romania to Libya and were expected to perform. By the end of the 70s, the combined pressure of the police, the shadow wars of the secret services of many countries, the intense factionalism typical of leftist fronts, and the economic bankruptcy of their patrons caused most of these groups to wither away. In another sense, they went out of style. Some members of the terror cells transitioned to electoral politics and traded in their fatigues for suits and limousines. The following decades have seen the remnants of these violent gangs metastasize into right-wing religious cells based on a different ideological mix, containing racism, anti-Semitism, and religious posturing. Al-Qaeda is to our day what Maoism was to the 70s. It provides the fuse to a new style of nutcase. The ideological froth has not improved, but the technology has somewhat. The terrorists can now communicate as fast as the rest of us, but there is no such thing as a precision-guided donkey.
Andre Cadrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.com.